I want to do it exactly like Yazir did, actually.
What he said is
ditto.
Okay.
No, I also David wanted Thatcher. To start out with a what it's not, because I think when people see that they're required to take a values and ethics class, they worry that we're going to spend all semester telling you, now don't embezzle money from your agency, don't get in a sex scandal, don't lie to the public without a good reason. That's not what the class is about. It's instead of
those things are okay then.
Though it's not that, well, well, what the class is about is debating, just that, no. It's about the moral dimension of policy evaluation. You know, when you're trying to figure out whether some policy intervention is a good idea, one important aspect of that assessment has to do with morality, with asking whether it's a just policy, one that treats people fairly, one that's equitable, that respects people's rights and their liberty. And the goal of the course is to sort of grapple with what some of those very difficult but very important ideas mean, and some of the debates and ambiguities about different interpretations of what they might mean. This is, to my mind, always a very important part of policy assessment, but I think it's especially important today, where a lot of the main debates we have in this country's politics about things like whether we're becoming a nanny state, about whether corporations and the welfare are paying their fair share of the nation's tax bill, about what the role of the United States ought to be in a changing world, both militarily and in terms of its humanitarian role. All those sorts of policy debates have a huge moral component to them. And so in 580, we try to introduce you to some key concepts and ways of thinking to help you grapple with all those sorts of things. And in my section, we focus on a set of core values that many of these policy debates revolve around, you know, individual welfare and the utilitarian philosophy that rests on, justice, individual liberty, human rights, and try to both get some general knowledge about those difficult but important ideas and then apply them and use them to think about a wide range of specific policy debates. The class is a very heavily discussion-oriented class. I'll give you lots of readings about a whole bunch of different policy debates. And we will try to grapple with them as a class, and there'll be the usual ration of writing assignments, policy memos, op-eds, that sort of thing. I think it's a fun class for a couple of reasons. One is it gives you an opportunity to reflect on some pretty fundamental questions about what you're trying to accomplish in your policy career, what the role of government really is, and also because you do explore such a wide range of policy debates, whether it's refugee policy, disability policy, criminal justice policy, which is what I do, that sort of thing. Thanks.